This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party heads for absolute majority leading vote count nationwide, set for a clean sweep in Kathmandu Valley. Election Commission begins proportional representation vote count after first past the post tally completion. Nepal Rashtra Bank reports steady 4% growth despite recent shocks. And West Asia conflict escalates as U.S. President demands Iran's unconditional surrender. Now, the news in detail. Vote counting for the members to the House of Representatives election is ongoing nationwide, with Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, emerging as the dominant force and moving toward a possible absolute majority in the 275-member lower house. With its leader, Balendra Shah, who is projected to become the next Prime Minister, the RSP, according to the official Election Commission data, has already secured 19 seats and is leading in 98 of 165 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. Major traditional parties are trailing in the ongoing count. The Nepali Congress has won 4 seats and is leading in 11 constituencies, while CPN-UML has won 1 seat and is ahead in 11 constituencies. The Nepali Communist Party has secured 1 seat and is leading in 11 constituencies. Other emerging political forces are also making gains. The Shram Sanskriti Party, led by Horka Sampang, is leading in 3 constituencies, while Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and an independent candidate are also ahead in 1 constituency each. As per the official data from the Election Commission, the RSP has recorded a sweeping performance in the Kathmandu Valley, winning 8 seats and also leading in 2 other constituencies so far. In Jhapa Constituency 5, Balendra Shah holds a wide lead over K.P. Sharma Oli, chairperson of CPN-UML and a former Prime Minister. Meanwhile, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party, has been elected from Rukum East. The Nepali Congress has also secured victories in several mountainous districts, including Tierathum, Manang, Mustang and Dailekh. The RSP is also leading in 2 constituencies in Bhaktapur. Bhaktapur 1, a constituency long dominated by Nepal Workers and Peasants Party, which has held the seat since 1991. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party has instructed its candidates who won the election not to organize victory rallies or celebratory events. Party Vice Chair and Federal Election Management Committee Coordinator D.P. Arial urged elected representatives to focus on their responsibilities rather than immediate celebrations, saying the public mandate must be taken seriously. Arial said the decision was made in view of recent tragic incidents in the country as well as the tense situation in West Asia, noting that lavish festivities would be inappropriate. Several other prominent leaders from major political parties are trailing in their constituencies, including figures from the Nepali Congress, UML and Nepali Communist Party. A total of 3,406 candidates from 68 political parties are contesting 165 constituencies under the first-past-the-post electoral system in this parliamentary election. Counting is still underway, and the final composition of the House of Representatives will also include members elected under the proportional representation system. Election officials say official results will continue to be announced as vote counting progresses across the country. Likewise, vote counting under the proportional representation system has also begun. According to the Election Commission, counting started from Kathmandu Constituency No. 1 after the completion of the first-past-the-post vote tally. Furthermore, the Election Commission says the transport of ballot boxes remains pending in 3 mountainous districts due to adverse weather conditions. According to the Commission, ballot boxes from Songhua Sabha, Dolpa and Gorkha have yet to be delivered to the respective offices of election officers. Assistant spokesperson Kulbahadur Jisi said plans to airlift ballot boxes and other election materials by helicopter were disrupted by unfavorable weather conditions. Authorities had arranged helicopter transport for remote mountainous districts for the election. The commission added efforts are ongoing to deliver the ballots once weather conditions improve, after which vote counting will begin in those districts. Meanwhile, ballots from several other mountainous districts, including Rasuwa, Dolakha, Rukum East, Bajura, Bajang, Humla, Taplejung, Manang, Mustang, Rukum West, Solukhumbu, and Mugu, have already been transported to election offices. The Asian Network for Free Elections, ANFREL, has commended the people of Nepal for their active participation in the 2026 parliamentary elections, noting that voting in areas observed by its international mission was conducted in a peaceful and orderly manner. In a statement, ANFREL said voters across the country turned out to participate in the electoral process despite a period marked by public protest and civic mobilization demanding political accountability and institutional reforms. The organization said the participation reflected the people's continued commitment to democratic practices. ANFREL also acknowledged the efforts of the Election Commission Nepal, polling officials, security personnel and volunteers who helped administer the election process nationwide. Voting was also reported to have proceeded smoothly, with around 72% of voters able to cast their ballots within 5 minutes, indicating efficient management of voter flow. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The latest semi-annual macroeconomic report from the Nepal Rashtra Bank shows that Nepal's economy has historically grown at around 4%. The report highlights a period of strong expansion between 1986 and 95, when growth exceeded the potential rate of 4.3%, followed by a slowdown between 1996 and 2005. Recent economic performance has also been affected by major shocks, including the 2015 earthquake, political restructuring, the COVID-19 pandemic, and social and political movements. The report notes a long-term decline in the industrial sector, while the services sector continues to dominate, contributing more than half of GDP. Nepal's economy remains largely consumption-driven. Despite these challenges, the central bank says domestic demand is gradually recovering, supported by improvements in manufacturing, construction and trade, indicating a recovery path, although overall demand has yet to return to pre-pandemic levels. Now, on to an international news update. Fighting in West Asia continues to intensify as tensions rise between Iran, Israel and the United States continues with growing international concern. U.S. President Donald Trump has called on Iran to make an unconditional surrender as Iranian forces continue launching drones and missiles targeting locations in Israel and the Gulf region that host U.S. military bases in response to the military campaign launched by Washington and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Amir Sayed Iravani, Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, accused the U.S. and Israel of bombing densely populated civilian areas in Iran. According to Iranian reports, at least 1,332 people have been killed since the launch of military strikes last weekend. And a new wave of airstrikes also hit the capital, Tehran, early on Saturday. separately. UN human rights experts have called for an independent investigation into an attack on a girls' school in Minav, where 165 students were reported killed earlier this week. International media reports suggest the strike may have involved the U.S. military, although no official confirmation has been provided. The conflict, which began with large-scale U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iranian targets, has raised fears of broader regional instability, raising concerns among global leaders. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. The remaining areas will likely remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. Likewise, morning mist is likely in some places of the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of the high-pressure system in the upper atmosphere and the low-pressure system in the lower atmosphere near the eastern part of the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 16 to 18 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 21 and 23 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Rashtriya Swatantra Party heads for absolute majority leading vote count nationwide, set for a clean sweep in Kathmandu Valley. Election Commission begins proportional representation vote count after first-past-the-post tally completion. Nepal Rashtra Bank reports steady 4% growth despite recent shocks. And West Asia conflict escalates as U.S. President demands Iran's unconditional surrender. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.